Hello,
My name is Tomas Patino Rico, and I'm going to talk about procrastination. Well, your procrastination is an action of substituting activities for later by doing others or simply not wanting to do it. It is about a volitional behavior disorder that is rooted in the association of the action to be carried out with change, pain, or discomfort, stress. This can be psychological in the form of anxiety or frustration, physical as experienced during acts that require hard work or vigorous exercise, or intellectual. Individuals in today's societies are characterized by developing several activities at the same time, which can be contradictory for not successful carrying out of any activity trying to solve home, school, work, and social issues, without considering that such actions require of effort, time, and dedication for its deliberation. Reason why the complexity of these activities increase and therefore its resolution is postponed without obtaining favorable results for any. Recognize it as a symptom of psychological disorder such as depression or ADHD, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder. An article in the New York Times relayed that procrastination is a product of managing emotions and not laziness. The requirement of use of verb procrastinate is due to an influence of English with the same meaning. The results explode procrastinating as a syndrome that avoids taking responsibility by posting tasks can lead the individual to take refuge in activities outside their mission. The habit of postponing, although it has not been fully demonstrated, can generate depending on various internal elements, such as surfing the internet, reading books, shopping, eating too much, or being absorbed in excess by work routine, among others. Such a pretext to avoid any responsibility action of decision. Procrastination or postponement in the action or habit of delaying or a situation that must be addressed, replacing them with other more irrelevant or PlayStation situation out of pure laziness to face them. Individuals in today's society are characterized by developing several activities at the same time, which can be contradictory for not successful carrying out any activity trying to solve home, school, work, and social issues without considering that such actions require of effort, time, and dedication for its elaboration. Reason why the complexity of these activities increase and therefore its situation is postponed without obtaining favorable results of any. There are two types of individuals who perform this action. Eventual procrastinators whose evasive attitude is not usually repeated. Chronic procrastinators whose avoidance behavior is constant and repeated over time. The latter are those that commonly denote disorders in the aforementioned behaviors. Some errors affirm that these are currently addictive behaviors that contribute to this avoidance disorder. They refer, for example, to addiction issues as television, the computer, and more specifically the internet, cell phone, mainly to the use of social networks. Other authors claim that such addictions do not exist. However, despite the fact that there are already treatment proposals for this or behavior problems, especially cognitive behavior behavioral therapy, it is a very new topic in which a lot of research work still needs to be done. On the other hand, the so-called student syndrome, the fact that many students postpone the delivery of their work until the last minute of the day, of the deadline or a study until the day before the exam. It is present apparently also in other social groups in the regions in which the deadline for playing taxes is a provision to find monthly or annual returns. The offices where these procedures are carried out, banks, for example, are saturated with people who attempt to carry out this procedure only until the last moment. Likewise, it's a procrastinative behavior that consists of collecting many options as an excuse not to decide of any one in particular. For our part, L. J. Coy syndrome of a student can be too caused because some students have some depression or anxiety, and this doesn't make them to do the work. The procrastination in particular is a problem of our regulation and the organization of the time. The solution consists in other things can do the right form to organizing the time, concentrating in realize the important task that have a certain time of finalization. The one who postpone or procrastinate one decision for not feel ready to do it or waiting for having the time to do it. So that happens that happen later, or and when I have the time to do it. This is presented in the phone. One evasive conduct discuss consequence can define that the procrastination is to postpone one activity or some task, or lose time of an obligation for do it in another thing. Indefinitely, the art of leaving the things to later of tomorrow is called procrastination. And it's all. Thank you for listening and have a good day.